Bowie. Ash London, live and up close.
Hello,
that's
I'm
who
why
we
don't
are.
We. I'm why don't we? Hello.
Just one. How far back could you guys hear our chant?
It was like
far back.
We're like 2 kilometers.
2 Ks? Great. Yeah. Guys, welcome to Australia.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Has anyone ever been here before?
No.
Nope.
First time for everyone?
First time.
Yeah, I've been here. I lived here for like 5 years, like 5 years ago.
No.
Everything that he has said today has been a lie. He didn't want to be in a photo. He didn't burp. He's lived here.
I didn't burp, no.
What were you guys expecting when you come here? Because sometimes, like,
kangaroos,
pop stars come.
But
we haven't seen any kangaroos.
But, like, were you imagining they, like, jump down the road in the middle of the
night? I did think they would be more calming.
I feel like they're not real.
Yeah.
I think you only see them if you go, like, into the bush, right? Yeah, the country.
In a country.
The bush.
I'm trying to cuddle a koala.
I heard that you guys wanted to try one thing when you're in Australia. Schnitzels?
Yes!
Yeah.
What's the obsession?
I just tried one.
Oh, you did?
Wait, that's what it is?
Yeah, the chicken.
Oh, I thought it was just like a sandwich.
Oh, unbelievable.
That's a schnitzel?
Yeah.
It's just like a sandwich.
I thought it was
you had it in a sandwich.
I thought it was like a roasted chicken.
Wait, so is it just a type of chicken?
What's like a schnitzel? It's like they bash it really flat and then they bread it and then they fry it.
Burn.
Yeah. But it was in a sandwich for me. Is that not normal? Flat.
It's normal. All right, you guys are going to perform 2 songs for us and then we're going to have some fan questions. What song's up first?
Can we do Hook? Can we do Hook? Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Guys, give it up and I'll really liven up close for Why Don't We?
Yeah!
Woo!
You got a bad reputation in my neighborhood. You drive me mad with temptation, cause it tastes so good. You know I wouldn't walk away even if I could. It took one night, one try. Hey,
damn,
I'm hooked. You were there when I was low, you held me high. And baby, when you take control, we can go all night. Every single place we go, you start a fight. Then you kiss my neck and say goodbye.
Crunch.
Everybody says I'm sleeping with the enemy. Oh, but I don't even care if you're gonna be the death of me. Me. You got a bad reputation in my neighborhood. You drive me mad with temptation, cause it tastes so good. You know I wouldn't walk away even if I could. It took one night, one try. Hey,
damn,
I'm hooked.
Hey.
I know that I shouldn't touch, but you twist my arm. Cause I can never get enough once the feeling starts. Baby, I'm the gasoline and your kiss is the spark. Then you take the wheel and crash my car.
Skirt!
Everybody says I'm sleeping with the enemy. Oh, I don't even care if you're gonna be the death of me. Me. You got a bad reputation in my neighborhood. You drive me mad with temptation, cause it tastes so good. You know I wouldn't walk away even if I could. It took one night, one try. Hey,
damn,
I'm hooked. Ooh, I'm hooked. Ooh, I'm hooked.
You got me under
in my neighborhood. You drive me mad with temptation, cause it tastes so good. I wouldn't walk away even if I could. It took one night, one try. Hey,
damn,
I'm hooked. Ooh, I'm hooked. Ooh,
Wow. Thank you.
Hurt.
Wow, I love you guys. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Wow.
THXV much.
Hey, where why don't we?
Ash London, live and up close.
How good are why don't we, you guys?
Thanks.
So, eight letters out today. How long did you guys work on this album?
8 years.
Since about eight months.
Pretty cool. What's the like worst thing about working on an album? Because like there's all the fun parts, but
worst was like how long you kind of have to wait. Like once you get one song done, if you get it done in like, I mean, we started working in January, February, so like if you get a song done, then you're like, oh my god, this song's like
Choose was the third song we did.
And so choosing like, music, dude, is like.
Because, up until now, like, the five EPs that we've put out, we just go into the studio for, like, a week and knock them out and put them out. And it was, like, this very fast process. So we weren't used to this, like, long process of diving in and making
and
sure
we made like
great.
We made, like, 80 songs.
We made, like, 80 songs.
And you cut it down to 8?
Yes.
Wow. How did you do that?
Well,
I don't
know. See, we had this one song, 8 letters, and then it set this bar, you know, and so every other
eight
song.
8 letters, never heard of it. You guys heard it? Nah.
Oh.
Yeah, never heard
well,
it.
It's out if you want to go get it.
Well, we've got some fan questions. These guys all have, some people are flowing from different states to be here. They're the biggest fans in Australia because you guys, we were the first radio station, the first radio show to play you guys on Australian radio. Did you know
what?
That?
Dude, high foot,
that's
man.
Yo.
So we got fan questions, guys. Sarah, what's your question?
First of all, I love all of you. Hello, I'm Sarah.
I love you more.
I want to know, who is your biggest musical influence and why?
You guys want to say
it? I think collectively, Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran,
like, was a big one. But then also like individually we have like...
I don't know, there's different, like Ed Sheeran as a songwriter to me is just like insane.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. But then you take like Bruno Mars from a performance aspect and you're like...
He's
crazy. Jaden Smith, his style is like unreal.
Talia, you are next. What's your fan question for the boys?
My question is, which song on your debut album means the most to you?
I would say...
means the most? Wow. I would say Friends just makes me... Like, I just, that one's just like
I'd
so
I'd say
fun.
Choose.
I'd say In Too Deep means most I think Choose because we had like a really big part in writing that one.
I was going to say that for Fallen. That
Choose
was,
or Fallen.
Fallen, we wrote like the whole song. That was, that was fun. Yeah.
But it was fun. It was almost like we didn't expect that song was going to make the album. It was just like we were having so much fun that day in the studio. It was like, oh, this will be cool to like listen back to, but I don't know if it'll actually make it. And then it turned out so cool once we heard the final mix. And we're like, yo.
We were like, oh. Yeah.
All right.
It's crazy it actually
Wow, this is dope. Hey. Now it's like one of
we're pretty good
songs.
This. We should do a band or something. Make a CD. Shit.
Why not? Why don't we?
Why don't we? Hey. Zoe, what's your fan question?
First of all, I just want to say congrats for being in Australia on the year of your release. The day of your release because it's on the opposite side of the world. And that's crazy. Before you started the band, did you have any other goals or aspirations outside of this career?
I was convinced I was going to be an NBA player.
Wow.
That's not a lie.
Then I realized that I can't grow past 5'7". And
poor guy.
That's about it. That's poor where guy. Everything stops.
So poor Jack.
Yeah.
Even I'm taller than him.
You know, it's just not for everyone, God. Man.
I mean, I can't lie. I'm still so good at basketball. But
Leticia, what's your fan question?
Have you ever traveled a fair distance to see your favorite band perform or to meet them?
Well, actually, I'll be straight up. Dude. The first concert I ever went to was a One Direction concert.
What?
And it was in Nashville. I was visiting family in Nashville.
Mine was the Wiggles.
I think I drove like 3 hours to see Selena Gomez like 8 years ago.
I would drive 10 billion hours to see her.
I would walk and run and even learn to fly
to this day.
We've got one more song to perform.
It's not 8 letters.
It's not 8 letters. Good.
I'm kidding.
Never heard it anyway. Obviously
totally
it's 8 letters, you guys. Give it up for Why Don't We?
Perfect.
You know me the best, you know my worst, see me hurt, but you don't judge. That right there is the scariest feeling. Opening and closing up again, I've been hurt, so I don't trust. Now here we are staring at the ceiling. I've said those words before, but it was a lie, and you deserve to hear them a thousand times. All it is to say that is, why is it so hard to say? If all it is to say that is, why am I in my own way?
Why do I pull you close and then ask you for space? If all it is to say that is, why is it so hard to say? Ooh. Every line on our hands are lying when your hands are mine. It's like I'm all again. Isn't that a sign? I should speak my mind. I
said those words before, but it was a lie. And you deserve to hear them a thousand times.
All it is to say that is, why is it so hard to say? If all it is to say that is, why am I in my own way? Why do I pull you close and then ask you for space? If all it is to say that is, why is it so hard to say? Ooh. If all it is to say that is, why am I in my own way? If all it is to say that is, 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 say, if all it is to say that is, why am I in my own way? Why do I pull you close and then ask you for space? If all it is to say that is, why is it so hard to say?
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Relive everything online now. Just search Ash London Live on social.